Kitaitai. Hawauru is a 6 to 8 foot westerly swell. Westerly onshore winds. Taipare was at 6:30 this morning and Taitemu will be at 12:52 p.m. this afternoon. That's a 1 out of 10. Solid and messy swell on the west coast today. Kitaitai Rafati, there's a 1 to 1.5 foot northerly swell. Wind is westerly offshore. Taitemu is 11 o'clock this morning and Taipare is 5:30 this afternoon. That's a 3 out of 10. Maybe some swell left over in the morning, but we'll be dropping throughout the day. And that's the news and weather and traffic and stuff. It's 9:04.
Right on! Thank you very much. Yeah. Have a wonderful day today. Thanks very much for your contribution to current affairs and the news, and to all of those people in the news hut. Please say good morning to me, and please say thank you from me, and good morning, and have a wonderful week to them.
Okay, well, okay, cool. Bye.
I'm just getting in the zone, because we're going to be talking fireworks and movies about fireworks very shortly, and you know what? That tickles my fancy.
Crowd control.
Those of you that listen to BFM will know that BFM is a wonderful radio station full of bristling and burgeoning talent and ballooning skills and achievements. And you'll know that if you listen to The Drive Show, that one of the hosts is Johnny Flurry. Hi, Johnny. How are you?
Good morning, Mikey.
You are busting out your jeans to tell me about this movie at the film festival. I'm keen to hear your thoughts. What's it about?
Fireworks. Fireworks.
Yes. You've got my attention. You have my attention, John.
The film is called Brimstone and Glory. And it's based around a week-long National Pyrotechnics Festival that takes place in the Mexican town of Tultepec.
This is a documentary, a real-life event?
Real-life documentary about an annual event.
A week-long event.
Now, this certain town is a fireworks and manufacturing stronghold. Literally everyone in the town makes fireworks from young children to right adults, men, women, everyone makes fireworks.
Wow. Was there a massive big four factories blew up there the other day? Is that the same town?
I think they're always blowing up. Yeah, and 4 days ago, 24 people got killed. It's literally the Wild West of fireworks. Like, minimal safety, people stuffing gunpowder into like massive shells with their hands.
I think on the whole, most fireworks are made by hand. I saw
one of the clips in the movie, and it was like people just like holding and caressing gunpowder.
Yeah,
it was intense.
Yeah.
What
would you? How else would you treat gunpowder?
Well, I don't know. With maybe like some safety.
Fair call. I guess. No, that's fair call. I'm all about safety because at the same time as and being utterly salivating at the thought of fireworks and being completely immature in my adoration of them. I also like my ears and my eyes, my face. I like the way they work.
If you want to see a film which is the total Wild West, the film itself is not really a character study or anything like that. It's just more the events surrounding this big festival. They're basically celebrating a patron saint of fireworks called San Juan de Dios. Who's basically, apparently it's the story goes that this gentleman ran into a burning hospital and rescued all of the patients without getting burnt at all.
Oh.
And so he's got this week-long celebration based around him. And basically they look at two of the events of the festival in the film. One of them is the Castles of Fire, where they build these gigantic towers of Catherine wheels. like huge, you'd really enjoy it because the storm blows in just before the night of the festival. One of them gets struck by lightning.
Really?
Yeah. And then they also
really? They also
do a running of the bulls.
As well?
Burning of the bulls. And so people make these giant, like, kind of like a piñata, but more like the size of a small delivery truck. These giant, like, giant bulls. Except they're all painted up and, you know, like some of them
they're
have
full
lights
of
and stuff. They're full of fireworks. And so they're all on wheels. And so they put them down the main street. This is where it gets really, really gnarly. And I just, you know, this would be one of those weird experiences where, you know, where it's part of like recognizing the patron saint of fireworks and actually getting burnt by the fireworks. So the streets are full of people.
For those people who when it was legal to have like double happies and stuff like that, those of you who understand, you get that burnt thumb or that blown up hand or, you know, like things like that. Ouch. But this is, you're talking next level.
This is next level. Yeah. So there's dozens and dozens of these bulls loaded full of fireworks in the streets going off with people dancing around, you know, like losing eyes, you know, like, and all this sort of stuff. No safety gear, but, you know, just in,
the ears would be the one I'd be worried about. Surely the...
Yeah, it's crazy.
Kid, that thing goes boom, boom. That thing, you know, that sort of Hurt Locker vibe. Yeah,
that's a real spectacle. Wow. I mean, you know,
wow, and the whole town.
Yeah, it's bananas. It's absolutely bananas.
Little babies, elderly folk.
It's sort
not
of
not many elderly
it's
folk.
Kind of, it's kind of like a rite of passage. So they loosely follow a young boy who's probably about 13, who gets involved and
that's
runs
a,
around.
It's a giddy age for firework fans.
Yeah,
a giddy age.
Very loosely. But yeah, I would definitely recommend going to see it. It's a short watch. It's just over an hour, but it is very visual. If you do, obviously you've got a chance to see it on the big screen at the film festival. I'd strongly recommend it. And if there's any way you wanted to enhance your viewing pleasure, this is probably one of those good movies to do it, because there's lots of slow-mo and like heavy, moody music.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so the I guess the question for me is, how did the crew, how long did they film it for? Were they there for the whole week or before?
I'm not sure. Yeah, they must have been there for the whole week. It's, wow. You know, just duck in and duck out. It's carnage. You know, it's just a snapshot of kind of lawless fireworks town where people are letting off fireworks, you know, houses are catching on fire, people are, you know, there's not really any infrastructure, you know, people are like putting out these fires with buckets, and you know, it would be really unique to go and see in real life, but it's just whether or not you could handle it almost, because it is just so crazy.
It looked like one of those things where there was literally fire shooting off in every which direction. Yep. And you'd have to be like dodging.
Yes.
Well, and they go to that extent where they just like a ball full of fireworks. That's not gonna, they're not going to go off one at a time.
No,
that's just going to go wa-dump. It's going to go wa-dump, and then probably set off the other one. So that's wa-dump, 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 wa-dump.
They're not your standard like 10-shot Roman candle either. These are like
Mexico do make booty fireworks, yeah. And you know, like. Oh, I mean, I've been lucky enough to let fireworks off in a few countries around the world. India is another good one for some really booty, mm-hmm. just buy off the side of the street and let them off, and holy Jesus Christ ones, you know. But it's Spain make good fireworks. Spain make hot high-end fireworks, actually. Switzerland, did you know, make very good fireworks as well.
Very nice, very nice. Now, just the name of the film once more for everyone that was interested. It's Brimstone and Glory.
Yeah, yeah. Is there a reason it's called that?
Well, again, brimstone is the name, is the other name for sulfur.
Yep,
but
yep.
Also brimstone, I guess like fire and brimstone is kind of like referencing, you know, like the wrath of God.
Yes,
which
yes.
is kind
which
of like
back down to the saint,
patron saint, which kind of is like, I think, right on, a right nice on. Play on the name of the film.
Were you scared at any stage during the movie?
There's lots of times where I go, would I actually do this? You know, would I questioned whether I would. If I was at the festival, would I be down on the street with these people? Like,
you're a thrill seeker. You're an adventurer, a thrill seeker, and you're not scared of anything.
What did you come to?
I don't know. I reckon if I was there, if you were there, you probably would, because you'd get swept up in it. But when you see the people actually dancing around these bulls that are in full swing, firing out fireworks, you're like, no one's wearing safety goggles. They're just in what sort of clothes I'm wearing now, you know, just getting pounded
sort of
by fireworks.
Unisex casual. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah. Yeah. I would definitely.
I'll tell you what I know about you since I met you, John. You're a thrill seeker. You're an adventurer. You're an explorer.
Yeah.
And an explorer would explore that to its.
It's just the getting one in the eye, man. Getting one in the eye.
Getting one in the ear, or getting your eardrum blown out by one, or one of your eyes melted onto the other side of your face.
Do you think you'd face the wrath,
Mikey? I think I might. I'm trying to find a better term than cream of jeans. I might just get too overwhelmed by the whole thing, just have to sit down and just watch it all happen, because I really get a kick out of that. So. Mm. Sometimes I find if you really get into a display, if you're really getting into it, you spend a lot of time running around sweating and panicking, so it's a bit like a radio show, and you just sometimes miss all the good bits, and I sometimes when you can just sit there and absorb it all and go, what the woo, yes, woo, bring it on. I really like that. Mm. More than I like a skyrocket in the eye. And also, you know, the skyrockets we're talking are not, these are not little tiny ones, moon travellers. These are like a couple of K. Wait for it. They hear the stick land somewhere. Dunk.
The neighbour's house. Yeah, yeah. Do they wake them up? Yeah.
Have we said where it's playing? I have it here for you.
Oh, you've got it there.
International, New Zealand's International Film Festival.
Okay, so Sunday 6 p.m., which is July, let me start again, July 22nd.
My birthday!
July 22nd.
Oh, let's get it for my birthday!
Sunday 6 p.m.
Let's do that.
perfect.
At Event Cinemas Queen Street. July 23rd at Event Cinemas Queen Street. July 24th at the Hollywood in Avondale.
Which would be nice.
In the evening.
24th, and, is it?
Yeah, July the 24th, which is a Tuesday at 6:15 p.m. And August the 5th, which is Sunday, midday at Event Cinemas Queen Street.
Oh, this sounds like a great birthday present for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Great.
It's a great film to, you know, if you want to get your numbers up on the film festival. It doesn't involve too much of your day. It's only just over an hour long. Get in there and see something which is really spectacular.
Pure entertainment.
If you don't like fireworks, what a great excuse to tut-tut them for the rest of your life. And yeah. If you do like them, what a great excuse to go woohoo for the rest of your life. Okay, Johnny, thank you very much for coming in.
Cool. You're welcome.
Always a pleasure to have you on the show.
Cool.
You've been listening to Beer Movies, thanks to Mezzo Bar. BFM Breakfast, awake and caffeinated, thanks to Carrie Joe's Coffee Co.
Hey, I'm after some premium vinyl.
Chill, chill, man, I got you. None of that poorly cut shit here. Look at this, Verlaine's, very popular. Big shipment in on LBGP. Or are you after something harder?
Skeptics? Just 180 grams, man. I'm good for it.
Flying out, your source for the best independent music from New Zealand and around the world. This month's highlights.
Vincent HL, Weird Days, Hamish Kilgour, Finkelstein, Kate NV4, Laura Jean, Devotion, and Jonathan Bree, Sleepwalking.
That's some good shit. Flying Out, 80 Pitt Street, or online at flyingout.co.nz.
There's been a few roadworks around Auckland that haven't made it easy to get to the airport on the Skybus. We've had to introduce a connecting shuttle, but we're glad to say
that is now over. Which means getting to the airport from the city is now back to normal. So, with more stops in Queen Street, jumping on the Skybus City Airport service is now even more direct, convenient, faster, and saves you money. Buy your tickets online to save at skybus.co.nz.
People already know UMO are real good, eh?
What? Yeah, I reckon.
Sweet. Unknown Model Orchestra are playing an all-ages gig at Auckland Town Hall, September 8th. If you want to win yourself tickets, then just stay tuned to 95BFM all this week. Sure. Unknown Mortal Orchestra, September 8th at Auckland Town Hall, all ages. Tickets on sale now from livenation.co.nz.
Gang of Four. Every Friday night, BFM's got you covered for the best tunes to preload to. With a revolving cast of BFM's favourite long-serving selectors, it's the Gang of Four. Gang of Four, with Renee Jones, Pat Fife, Phil Armstrong and The Professor. Friday, 7 to 9pm on 95BFM.
Hey Guy, if you're listening, Guy, you're the lucky winner of the double pass to the Think Ink polarized show, which is happening on August the 7th. Was I right there? August the 7th? August 17th, the ASB Waterfront Theatre with Cornell West and Douglas Murray. Guy, you've won that. It's a double pass. Your name's going to be on the door. Take your proof of your B card and your B card number and all that sort of stuff, and you'll be let in with no trubs. I listened to BFM a lot before I was on BFM, and one of the songs when I started here at BFM that I thought to myself, oh, that's so BFM, was this one. So annoying, yet so catchy. By Armand Van Helden, it's called Reservoir Dogs. And oddly, I sing this bloody thing in my head all the time for some reason. Maybe it's because I'm rolled to the floor like Reservoir Dogs. I don't know, maybe it's it. 26 minutes past 9. Good morning to you. Going to give away 6 seasons of Sapphire and Steel and one big giveaway before 10 o'clock.
Go to the floor, 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 go to the floor the four doors. Four to the floor like reservoir doors. Four to the floor like reservoir doors.
To reiterate there, the gentleman, who in this case is Armand Van Helden, is suggesting that he is raw to the floor, like Reservoir Dogs. Okay? And there's the dogs. There they are. Hanging around the reservoir, one would imagine.
BFM News Headlines.
Atamari, your headlines this half hour. Boris Johnson has resigned as British Foreign Minister. The government has announced the plan to purchase a bunch of new fighter planes, and four more boys have been rescued.
We should specify a bunch is four.
Yeah,
a bunch.
A bunch of new fighter planes. Four more boys have been rescued from Thang Luang Cave in northern Thailand.
So
and
cool.
Pressure has been put on the government to ban gay conversion therapy. These stories in full at 10.
Wonderful. Thank you very much indeed. Well, this is Mary Margaret Slack. Mary Margaret, you are holding the reins of the wire.
Am I?
Middays.
Yeah,
you
I
are.
Am.
You are.
Yeah, good. I passed the first test.
And what's on the wire today?
So international
segment. Our flagship current affairs show.
Is it? Yeah, of course
yes,
it is.
Yeah, it is.
I didn't know what flagship meant until like a week ago.
Ship that delivers flags.
Okay. So Connor Nell is doing his international segment, and we'll follow up on that Thai cave story. I'm amazed at how well that's going.
Yep.
I didn't think they would all get out.
It's just that they're even alive is amazing.
Yeah.
Yep. And everyone's so cool. Like I said earlier on today, it's just so cool. Everyone from all around the world went there as quick as they can to help.
Yeah. Do you think all of the others will come out alive?
I don't know. I kind of think.
I don't think
the coach will.
Do you reckon?
I'd like to hope so. I think it's a pretty amazing turn of events as it is, you know?
Yeah. They said that they might have to leave him there alone for a little bit, which would be terrifying.
But he said that he's happy to do that. Yeah.
Yeah. It's leadership.
He might meet. Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, there's a lesson there.
Other international stuff. So we're focusing on refugees and the issues that they face this week. So I'm talking to Tracy Barnett from Refugees Welcome, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I will have a better introduction ready by midday. But we'll be talking about how Italy's new interior minister, which I assume is like immigration minister, but Italy's equivalent,
yeah.
And he's super right wing and. Populist, and they refused the Aquarius ship, which is designed to be accepted in Italy from Libya. But he tweeted that Italy will start saying no to human trafficking, which don't really know how you could refer to asylum seekers.
I was going to say, that's pretty rugged. Yeah.
highly contestable, so we'll be exploring all of that.
Yuck. Yuck. Is it, we just don't get refugees. Hey, you know,
yeah.
I think most of the world do, but a lot of the world don't. You know, there's just, it's
25 million refugees roundabout. We take 750, and we might be about to take 1,500.
I think we do a pretty good job, you know.
Do you think so?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, it's like, I don't think we, you know.
We have a national
We could do better, I suppose. But the I think our opinion of them is in a better place than those people.
Perhaps.
Who have non-stop sort of
on
waves of people trying to cross into their borders. But just understand what people do to have to go from to give up your home, and every single thing that you own or have or potential to, all the stuff you know, and to go, I can't do that anymore. I can't.
Yeah.
If we try and do that, we're gonna die or just. Our life will be important, you know, sort of thing. And to actually go and just
put yourself
out
in that position.
Yeah, yeah. For whatever reason, it's so intense. People just, you know.
Tricky stuff.
I'm gonna play you a poem that I played on World Refugee Day.
Okay.
Which was, it's really, really cool and quite moving. Do you want to play that, Jess? Play it now, maybe. Maybe I'll play it after your bit.
Now, later?
I'll play it now after your bit.
Okay.
And then there can be a lead into The Wire. Tell us more about what's going on in The Wire then.
Sam is doing something that I don't know about. And Teagle wants to buy land and people in that area don't want them to.
Teagle the chicken farmers.
I know, and I don't want to say much because I'm vegetarian, so I just don't like Teagle. They're the worst ones.
Why?
Because they're not free range.
Do you know how old most of those chickens are? I don't know if I was to say this on here.
No, I don't. Why?
8 or 9 weeks, the ones you get in the supermarket.
Well, not me, but you.
Yeah, not me. Not me, lady.
Good on you.
Tell you, I've seen them. I've been there. There's a reason you can't see inside chicken farms. They don't show you.
Yeah.
Commercial chicken
farms,
anyway.
That's a human issue, too. It's hard for those farmers, man.
It's awful. It's awful. They don't have feathers. I'm serious. They don't have feathers, and they
boycott the meat industry.
They don't cluck. They go because they're only like 9 weeks.
This is horrible.
Yeah, I'm just have to be careful.
Truth telling.
Well, yeah. This, I mean, ooh yuck though, eh? Ooh yuck, ooh yuck.
I know.
I'm just trying. It's got this poem.
Trying to get that poem out.
It's in here. It's a poem. It's a fresh.
Are you reading it out loud?
No, no.
Are you playing an audio?
I'm going to play the audio of it.
Nice. How far through Sapiens are you? Are you still playing it?
We are about 10 chapters through. We've got
Amazing.
Another 3 or 4 to go.
Great.
Sapiens. Mary Margaret Slack is referring to.